Hello, Maddie. I'm sorry to get your name wrong. But Maddie, we were seeing fireworks from the left, fireworks from the right. It's been a long time since we've seen this much fireworks leading up to the midterms. What can we expect?
Well, initially, it was meant to be that the Democrats would take back both the House and the Senate in the upcoming elections in November. But after the partisanship that happened while when Brett Kavanaugh was being confirmed as a Supreme Court justice, it all suddenly just changed. And how is that? It just galvanized the Republican base to come out and say that we are going to vote. Initially, it was supposed to be a referendum, like always. Midterm elections are a referendum on how the sitting president is doing. And sitting presidents usually lose these elections. But it seems that what polls are showing right now, that's not going to happen anymore. There are 35 seats up for re-election in the Senate, and most of these seats, most of these incumbents are Democrats or independents, okay? And they are up for re-election in states that Donald Trump won during the 2016 presidential election. So there's a huge chance that these Democrats or these independents will lose the vote, because the Republicans have now, the base has come together, they have pulled together, and they say that they basically will not allow the Democrats to take back the Senate. In the House, things are a bit different. And why is that? It's because, all of the seats in the House are up for a re-election. So we can expect, polls are saying that the Democrats will take back the House from the Republicans, and that will cause President Trump and his internal policies problems.
And that's what a lot of people say. If Trump loses either House, if he loses, you know, any part of Congress, I mean, it's going to be a nightmare for him forward. With respect, and you're saying what polls are saying, what are Republicans saying, and how bad do they need to try to hold on to power? Because we very well know Trump has very low popularity at this point. He really needs Republicans to keep power for him to get, you know, a lot of his legislation, his foreign policy, his domestic issues. A lot of this stuff is even unpopular with Republicans. But how important it is right now at this point for Donald Trump to keep control?
Well, it's very important, and it seems that he is going to keep control of the Senate. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, came out today saying that the enthusiasm has come back to the Republican base after the Kavanaugh hearings, you know, Justice Kavanaugh, when he was being confirmed to the Supreme Court. All that partisanship, it galvanized the Republican base to come out and say, we're going to vote, we're not going to let the Democrats take over this. And the problem that the Democrats have right now is that they are up for re-elections in very tough states. So right now they are two seats short in the Senate, but most polls are saying that they will fall further behind, because there are races like in Florida or in Tennessee where they are in real danger. So President Trump's party, the Republicans, will most probably hold on to the Senate. But the House is a completely different story. Most polls are showing that they will lose the House. Hmm. And by losing the House, his policies, internal policies, regarding climate change, regarding immigration reforms, his wall, exactly, even the economy, the tax cuts that he still wants more of, all of those.
And they're still trying to undo Obamacare, all that stuff.
Exactly. Healthcare, climate change, all of these will be in danger, because Democrats need 23 seats only to flip the House. And most polls are saying that they will get those 23 seats.
Thank you for joining us and for your input. Mariam Babakhanian here, everyone. Thank you very much.